If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, Site Visibility have another piece of shameless self-promotion because they've just released their 2020 PPC Automation Guide. It's completely free, this guide, download, and it'll help you get started with each of the new automation settings in Google Ads. Now, this includes smart bidding, responsive ad testing, dynamic search ads, and much, much more. The best way to accelerate your PPC growth in 2020 is to start planning today. So download your guide for free at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. Now today I'm joined by Kiri Masters, author and founder and CEO of Bobsled Marketing and the Marketplace Institute. Kiri, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be here, Andy.
Now, I have to say, you're in New York at the moment, aren't you? But you sound slightly Australian.
Slightly Australian, yes. Yeah, I left Australia in 2011.
So is this what a New York slash Australian accent sounds like?
I guess so, yes. Yeah, my family thinks I sound slightly American, and of course no one in the States thinks I sound American.
Tell us a bit about yourself and also Bobsled Marketing.
Yeah, so I started this company called Bobsled Marketing about 5 years ago. We help brands to manage their Amazon channel across operations, marketing, advertising. So it's a done-for-you agency service. And then this year, recognizing that a lot of brands wanted to ultimately bring their Amazon channel in-house and leverage their in-house team and keep that channel a bit closer to them strategically. I launched a new program called the Marketplace Institute, which is training and capability development for internal Amazon channel managers, e-commerce directors, those folks who are often pretty alone within a company manning the Amazon ship, so to say. So it's access to experts, our own processes that we use at Bobsled, and sort of the new wave of how companies are going to handle Amazon is with a lot more internal manpower.
Mm. We covered Amazon just a few shows ago. I think it was the beginning of November, if memory serves correctly. And I'm glad we're talking about it again, because we actually don't talk about the Amazon marketplace a great deal on this show. I'm just wondering, I know some of our listeners are sort of quite small businesses and one-man bands, but some of them are a bit bigger. And I'm just wondering, what an Amazon team in a sort of medium-sized to larger company should look like? What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, it's obviously going to vary company to company. Some companies have a lot of their sales volume on Amazon. It's really core to their business. So that's going to look a little different to an established branded manufacturer who has historically sold to retail stores for decades in many cases. And Amazon's a new channel, and some poor soul is stuck with the role and accountability of handling the Amazon channel and all that entails. So while it varies, often today, even with some of the companies that I speak with which are 20, 50, 100 million in revenue, they still sometimes only have one person really accountable for the Amazon channel internally, which is interesting. But I think that we're starting to see a bit more of a shift with Amazon now representing 50% of all e-commerce volume and more of just retail as a whole. We're starting to see it become a more strategic internal function, both as we see sales volume increase and then also as Amazon rolls out more progressive and strategic advertising options. Amazon's not only a place for physical products to be advertised, but for what we call non-endemic brands, which is brands like car companies, insurance providers, educational institutions. They're all starting to advertise on Amazon as well using display advertising, which is what you spoke about with John Giosso from Orca Pacific a few episodes back. And
yeah,
brands are able to use that even if they don't sell stuff on Amazon. So it's certainly increasing in importance regardless of your business model.
So what are the common mistakes, would you say, that, that brands and agencies make when they're sort of launching their strategy, their Amazon strategy?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So some of the common mistakes are not investing in innovation and staying ahead of the curve. Amazon's got new programs all the time. One relatively new thing they've been really accelerating in the last year is live streaming. So just as an example, brands are able to live stream a product demonstration or an unboxing video or some tips and tricks about how to best use their product. And Amazon's really, really pushed that. It's essentially free marketing for brands that sell there.
Yeah.
And the penetration's surprisingly good. It's kind of like Home Shopping Network on the Amazon homepage. Most brands have been pretty slow to adopt that. And I guess I just see not a whole lot of investment in innovation when it comes to Amazon. So one thing that I think the brands need to do is allocate a little bit more time and budget towards these more experimental programs that Amazon's rolling out and testing. The other big mistake I see brands making with Amazon is thinking of it as a distribution channel only. And that's certainly the way that Amazon evolved, is it's a way to get products into customers' hands. It's very strong on the transaction end of the sales funnel. But there is a lot more potential further towards the top of the funnel, more in the discovery part of the customer journey, where people are doing their research and comparing a product against each other. So a lot of brands, when they're setting up their Amazon channel, really focus on the logistics, just getting the products up there, inventory available. They're not really thinking about product detail page content and storefronts and advertising and the things that are actually going to draw customers in to the purchase. Because today in the UK and EU markets, over 1.3 million sellers, right? That's your competition. And then you've got Amazon themselves buying wholesale as well.
Yeah.
And in the US, it's also above a million sellers is the estimate there as well. So there's a lot of competition on Amazon. And if you're not really investing in SEO and content, there's lots of other brands and sellers lined up to compete with you on those keywords that you might be looking to grab customers in on. So I think that's one big trap as well, is putting all of your marketing dollars into trade marketing or D2C and not really doing anything on the Amazon side, where that is actually a huge lever to pull because people are in stores pulling out their phone and looking at product reviews on Amazon and checking out product features because they can't find a store associate. People are using Amazon as a supplementary information channel as well.
Yes, I do that a lot. I always feel slightly guilty actually when I do that. I walk into a bookshop and I'm about to buy a physical book and I'll check on Amazon to see what the reviews are. Never mind, I'm sure Amazon will do okay without my sale.
Yes.
What about some shortcuts to getting fast results?
Yeah, so it's getting harder and harder to find shortcuts that work reliably, and you certainly don't want to run afoul of any of Amazon's rules, which are very strict, particularly when it comes to product reviews and getting ranked on the site. And there's lots and lots of shady hacks out there that you could get sucked into, which are against Amazon terms of service or might be a gray area.
Yeah.
That I would, you know, if your Amazon account is of any value to you, that you want to stay as far away from those tactics as you can. So the honest truth is that you need to put in some effort here, just like any other channel, and invest in great content and in driving traffic as well. So the two things there are Amazon-specific keyword research. You can't just port over your Google Keyword Console campaigns to Amazon. It's not a like-for-like, you know, shopping activity, essentially. You want to do Amazon-specific keywords and work that into your product description.
Yeah.
You want to create really appealing product pages, leveraging the rich content features Amazon has now. So lots of images, infographics, videos, live video we spoke about as well. Integrate some of the product feedback from the reviews that people are sharing. Put that into your content and continually revisit that and optimize it over time. So that's not exactly a shortcut, but it's something that a lot of brands don't really take the time or energy to do, is think about what's going to happen when someone actually finds your product page.
Yeah.
Right. And then the other step to that, of course, is getting people to your product page to begin with. So the fastest thing to do, I mean, obviously, SEO is going to help. That's where the keyword research comes in. But the fastest way to build traffic is through Amazon's performance marketing advertising or PPC campaigns. So this is effective at all stages of your journey, but particularly in the beginning where you need to boost traffic because you're not ranking high enough on the pages organically. You want to invest in pay-per-click advertising, which can be very effective.
Now, you mentioned earlier about this Marketplace Institute, Kiri. Just tell us a little bit about that, how it works, what it is, how it works.
Yeah, so like I said, my main company, Bobsled Marketing, is an agency that works typically with mid-sized companies in the 10 to 500 million revenue range. And often there's, like I said, a solo person responsible for a multi-million dollar Amazon channel within a company. And those people often feel quite alone in their job. So what we decided to do is open up our knowledge base of processes and training and onboarding that we do within Bobsled and make that available to Amazon practitioners within companies on demand. So they get access to the knowledge base, training, weekly conference calls, access to experts on demand to help them with tricky situations. So it's really something that will help Amazon managers or e-commerce directors within companies to feel a little bit more connected, understand more of the best practices and tips, both from us and from their peers as well.
So I always like to give our listeners something to think about, Kiri, when they... I was going to say turn off, but they're probably listening to the next podcast or carrying on mowing their lawn or whatever. What one thing do you think our listeners should think about in terms of, you know, selling their wares on Amazon?
Yeah, I would think about to what extent do you want to engage with Amazon? And if you're listening to this and already selling there, then you're obviously very much engaged with Amazon. But there still can be strategies for leveraging Amazon, even if you don't sell there directly, like an insurance company or a hospital, things like that, places that don't necessarily sell products on Amazon. There can still be very effective strategies for engaging with that channel that involve your retail partners. You can sell there directly, of course, and you can choose to be there not at all, like a Birkenstock or a Nike. But the trick is that strategy needs to be really thought out end to end. It's not a you can't just avoid the channel because resellers will pop up there with your products and then it will be a completely uncontrolled experience.
Kiri, thanks so much for coming on. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Bobsled Marketing?
Sure, yeah. So I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. You can find me there, Kiri Masters. And bobsledmarketing.com is the agency that works with brands. And the marketplaceinstitute.com is that self-serve training and capability development for internal Amazon teams.
And you also wrote a book. Did it come out in September, Amazon for CMOs? Tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So that was my second book about Amazon. I co-wrote this with another agency leader, Mark Power, and we spoke with about 12 CMOs and interviewed them about their experience with Amazon, how it looks within their company, some of the challenges that they have with the silos of Amazon, and the different types of strategies, like I mentioned, being very active on the channel, not there at all, somewhere in between. There's quite a spectrum there. So that's called Amazon for CMOs, and that's available on Amazon as well.
Yes, I was going to make that joke, actually. I was going to say presumably available on Amazon and all good yes. bookstores, presumably, as well.
No, actually, we self-published because going traditional publishing route is about a two-year process. Yeah. And we knew that as soon as this book came out, it would be, you know, something new would come up. So we wanted to get this out as quickly as possible. So we self-published, which was the right move for this type of.
Hey, everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.